For all I know, it's sitting in my in-basket on going out, but it should be shortly. So that'll make LADWP happy. The last piece of work involves our agency, and that is the general order for waters of the state and land disturbance. This is all the work on the lake bed proper of the lake. We received an application from LADWP, and this is only in state waters, and we've been working back and forth with them on the paperwork. The report of waste discharge or the application has been deemed complete, so we are working on the notice of applicability to enroll them. And the issues that we're working on right now, we're through the final details, is to hold them accountable for the work, ensuring that the temporary impacts are restored to pre-emergency conditions, because, as you recall, what they're asking for is to do some emergency work. So we're, I guess I'm saying, real close to the finish line on getting in their permits to move forward. So I want to give you the update. Another update I want to give you is on the Leviathan Mine, and you have some pictures in your packet, board members down south, and, you know, a picture says it everything, doesn't it? I want to continue to let the board know that we're staying ahead of the snowmelt. We've treated 12 million gallons to date. The number keeps increasing, 4 million over last year to this time period. Again, no untreated or partially treated mine waste has been delivered to Leviathan Creek, so we're ahead of the game, no spills. The flow rate, as Scott reported on you 3 weeks ago, is approximately 117 gallons per minute now, which is a decrease of 9 gallons per minute from 1 week ago. So that's good news. We had more snow over the weekend, as you can see by the picture I gave you, which again keeps the conditions challenging for the staff and contractors. On April 27th, which is the focus of the pictures I want to draw your attention to, Atlantic Richfield discovered a small soil slump east of Pond 4. We've had geotechnical engineers and staff and everyone out there looking at it. And the good news is that we believe we can shore it up, if you see by the pictures. Both the crack and the toe of the slope going down into the road, we're doing common sense management practices like attempting not to drive heavy loads on semis across those roads right now. But we continue our normal activities. Staff are being safe around those areas, and everything is going on schedule. We may need to get an emergency contract for funding to help shore up that slope. We may not. We may be able to do it within existing resources or existing contract abilities. And so we're working with the State Board and General Services on that. So far, so good. But staff are staying ahead of everything. So very proud of them. Two new things not in my e-report that I just want to bring your attention to. And that's that the State Board just adopted the mercury limits for water bodies. The objectives and new rules, they did that just on May 3rd. And that's to establish beneficial use definitions to protect Native American cultural and subsistence fishing, wildlife needs, non-tribal subsistence fishing. And the water quality objectives are based on consumption rates and water column fish and fish tissue testing. It's a formula. Our mercury pollution in our region comes predominantly from air deposition and some legacy mining in our region. Some of the other regions are struggling with industrial issues that we are not in our region. Just as a reminder to the board, we are testing 10 water bodies this summer and fall under the SWAMP program and contracts for fish tissue testing. That will then inform us, staff, going forward in terms of, you know, our integrated report, our 303D listing process. So this is all fits nicely as a glove, if you will, with what the State Board has adopted. And just as a reminder of the 10 that we're going to be testing, it's Mammoth Creek, below the Mammoth Stamp Mill site, which is a mine that has mercury in one of those legacy mines, Palmdale Lake, Upper Twin Lake, Bridgeport Reservoir, Topaz Lake, East Walker River, Big Pine Creek, Independence Creek, Fallen Leaf Lake, and Bishop Creek. So with that data, we'll be better informed to then work through this policy in our region. So we're sort of ahead of the curve, if you will, because of that. For us, sadly, it means, of course, another new requirement and no funding, but we'll do the best we can with the water quality. We have to conduct water quality assessments to see if any of these beneficial uses are going to be applied in our region, so that's new workload for us. We'll also look at our data carefully with the new requirements in mind as we prepare our integrated report for next year. We're now in the process, just as you recall, just, you know, digging through all the data right now. Staff are very busy, or will be very busy with that. So that's just an update on the State Board's recent action, what it means to our region. The last thing I want to update the board on is on the Chrome 6 MCL. The Sacramento Superior Court has ruled against the State Board this week in a lawsuit brought by the California Manufacturers Association and Solano County Taxpayers Association over the MCL that was set for hexavalent Chrome 6 in drinking water. The lawsuit asks the court to have the State Board set a Chrome 6 standard based on best available research, national standards, and economic impact considerations. The court ordered the board to withdraw the MCL and adopt a new one. We still need to hear from the State Board. Of course, this is recent, as they traditionally do with these lawsuits. They assess it, and then they will give us guidance. And right now, I think they're still in the assessment stage of the court case and looking at options. So that is my report. I don't know if you have any questions about what I covered or what's in the packet before you today.
Any questions, Ms. Cox?
No questions.
Mr. Diaz?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Sandell?
Do you know the name of the court case for the MCL?
Not off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. I can probably find it.
I can get that to you.
Mr. Jardine?
No questions.
Dr. Hoare?
Thanks for the report. No questions.
Thank you. I'd just point out that the Forest Service just closed off the Mammoth Stamp Mill site because of contaminants found in the soil. So it'll be interesting to see if that's migrated anywhere else.
We'll find out.
Tune in in July. Thank you very much for the report. At this point, this concludes the agendized, whatever that word is, items for this meeting, and this meeting is adjourned. See you in July, except for our test taker.